Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 1. High school dropout rates on the rise. How many students drop out of high school in the United States? Nobody seems to know with certainty, but statistics indicate it might be a lot more than most people think. Recent studies have found that only about 75% of all high school freshmen receive a high school diploma, and that in the 50 largest U.S. cities, the number falls to 52%, barely more than half. Previous studies had shown that 85% of all high school students graduated. The U.S. now has the highest dropout rate of all industrialized countries. It is estimated that more than 1 million students drop out of high school every year, or 7,000 each school day. According to one study, America is the only industrialized nation in which children are less likely to graduate from high school than their parents. The rising dropout rate has alarmed both educators and economists. In this age of advanced technology, education is more important than ever. To get a good job, workers need to know how to read. They must be able to quickly calculate complex math problems. High school dropouts hurt not only themselves but also the American economy. They hinder America's ability to compete against the rest of the world. A worker without a high school diploma earns an estimated $300,000 less in his or her lifetime than a high school graduate. A dropout has less spending money to help the economy and less to pay the government in the form of taxes. Because the government collects less tax money, it cannot pay as much to retired people who have worked hard their entire lives. One report estimated that high school dropouts in one recent school year will cost the U.S. almost $330 billion. In addition, dropouts are more likely to get into trouble. They often rely on government welfare programs, which are funded by American taxpayers. Studies have shown that as much as 75% of all prisoners in the United States, for example, did not finish high school. Several cities have formed programs to help high school dropouts. In Houston, Texas, volunteers, including the mayor, go to dropouts' homes and try to convince these students to give school another try. More than 5,000 city dropouts have returned to the classroom since the program started in 2004. In Virginia, a private business has donated money to open two non-traditional schools for high school students who are struggling in conventional schools and are likely to drop out. And in Washington, D.C., a private welfare agency has started a program to help dropouts learn job skills. Now there is a new national campaign to reduce American dropout rates. A group called the Promise Alliance is giving money to several states. It wants each state to develop a plan for increasing its graduation rates. Alliance leaders hope that all 50 states will have a plan in place by the year 2010. The campaign is funded by both businesses and philanthropic organizations. It aims to unite government and business leaders with parents and educators. The key is to start working together, said Marguerite Kondrak, president and CEO of Promise Alliance. We need to recognize that by working together, we can make enormous strides to ensure that our children succeed.